does.
If anyone has any light on what Bananas de Queso is, I'd like
get
to
in
know.
Touch.
Yeah, 5395.
Please.
This is very exciting. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We've got a special guest in the studio, Morena to Bernie Haldane.
Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Oh, you know, we had three opening nights last night at Auckland Arts Festival, so I'm a little tired, but you know, it's good to get some coffee in the system and keep going for the rest of the weekend.
Yes, that's wow. The one. You are artistic director at Te Ahurei Toi o Tamaki, the Auckland Arts Festival, which kicked off on the 5th of March. We're now the 13th of March. Shall we start with a little welfare check on how you're doing in the full swing of everything?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of, the adrenaline kicks through, so you can get through the full 18 days.
Yeah, but yeah.
We started off on week one with 350 delegates to come to the arts market with a performing arts network in New Zealand from New Zealand, Australia and around the world to specifically look at the new work in Aotearoa and with the idea of touring it and then taking it to the world. So, of course, that was a few late nights.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, just to see the energy of internationals seeing the incredible work of this country or new work development and bringing some beautiful classics back.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really exciting. And so that kind of energy and adrenaline just kind of carries you through.
Mm-hmm. That's something I feel like I don't always think about with the Arts Fest, because I'm always, you know, thinking about it with the lens of how amazing the opportunity for all of us on a local level to see this amount of talent that's put on and supported and funded. But there is a huge amount of delegates and stuff that are coming to see it and then take it overseas with them, right?
Yeah, well, the best thing to see theatre or music is actually to experience it live, not on a YouTube clip.
Yeah.
So we want to do that as audiences because we want to feel connected. And to have those delegates see an audience response live in action makes them want to buy the work.
Mm.
So that's how they actually see what it might feel like for their own communities and get those little kind of tests around how it would resonate.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the specifics of what you've been seeing, what you're most excited for, talk to us a little bit about your mahi, because as artistic director, that's a huge role.
Yeah.
What is the prep leading up to Auckland Arts Fest this year look like for you?
Well, it starts a couple of years ahead.
Yep.
So I'm in my second festival of four. I'm contracted to do up until 2028. And so all the way through the year, I get to travel and see work, just like those who have come here, and curate a program for the city where we might fall in love with the arts or fall in love with the city again. So it's a really privileged job for 4 years.
Mm.
There's a lot of travel, but I come back with the team and then we sit down and we work out which venues might be good. Also the experiences that we might have that are not ticketed events. So the Festival Garden at Altia Square at the moment is really pumping. We've got free live programming. So we go out and see a whole lot of grassroots shows in New Zealand as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's seeing a lot of shows. That's what my diary is filled with, which I'm really happy to be doing. And then as we come up into January period and go on sale, it's all those little tiny little logistics and planning that we do about bringing people into the country or up from the South Island to perform and look at how we might show the best of our manaakitanga to both, you know, artists and our creative teams.
Wow. Dream job, sort of, eh?
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely.
It's like, yeah, busy and hectic, and I'm glad we did a welfare check, but also lucky you.
Yeah, lucky.
This is so cool. We're well in the swing of things now. It kicked off on the 5th of March. Run us through a couple of, you know, personal highlights for you of what you've seen and loved so far.
Well, we started on the 5th of March with a free event in Altia Square with a band called Island Vibes. And we had a couple of thousand people come down and boogie on down for a few hours, which was so cool. And the weather was perfect. And it's just really nice to be in that warm end of summer air and hearing an epic band like Island Vibes. Then one of the highlights for me is we commissioned to work with our colleagues in Wellington around the story of Pati Umanga, who was he was in a band called the Holidaymakers. As an Australian, I wasn't very familiar with him, but I've been told that they're big hits hit is a major karaoke hit. Mm. But Putty assembled a whole range of artists, including Oscar Keitley and Neil Iriyama from Black Grace, to create a work around his story where he had slipped in the shower and actually is now in wheelchair.
Wow.
And the stories of inequity, but also inequity in the Pacifica community.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it could be a little bit more of a lecture series, but it is the most incredible story of heart and song. And it was a real privilege to kind of sit in Q Theatre and just watch those audiences have this beautiful nostalgic moment about songs of Aotearoa, but also the storytelling about resilience and taking ownership and pride in what you do.
Mm.
So that was an absolute highlight. And then heading into this week, last night we opened The Butterfly Who Flew Into the Rave with Ollie Matheson. That show started at the Basement Theatre a couple of years ago and then took the world by storm. He did Edinburgh Fringe with the team last year, did 23 shows in a row. And if anyone has seen it, it's just like a 70-minute endurance work. It's a 3-day rave put into 70 minutes.
Oh my god.
So last night, like, Q Theatre was sweaty.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Yeah. So they could say there's some great highlights.
Yeah. Good time for a kani. That seems like there's really something for everyone. And something I love about the program this year is it feels like there's equally a lot of cutting edge, very new stuff that's going to, you know, uncover a lot of talent that people aren't super aware of. But then there's sort of like the classics, like we had Moana and the Tribe performing, and we've got Waiora Te Ukaipō coming back for the 30-year anniversary. Like, this is so special to have these national treasures reinvigorated for new audiences.
Absolutely. We get to a point where we make new work and we do it for 2 weeks and then we put it in the shelf and never see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Waiora in particular, I had a lot of colleagues just talk about that work 30 years ago and how transformative it was.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the story is still critical politically.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring it back and Hone just to really hold and have another go at his own work and see how he would like to change it and develop it, it's a very rare opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, we have a lot of our artists taking on the world, but we never get to see them at home.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to bring artists home after many, many years of performance, I think that's a really key part of the festival.
Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to have a kōrero with Hone Koka actually about Waiora, and I saw it when it was on in Puneke. What an amazing show, eh? I was in tears.
It's absolutely stunning. I went to the preview at Auckland Theatre Company before last week's opening, and it absolutely caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
I was incredibly emotional at the end. I had an Uber back uptown.
Oh, no.
And the poor guy thought something had gone wrong, and I was like, there was just this incredibly beautiful work at the theatre.
It's artists.
But it is, and I think it's that... the storytelling that Hone has, he's one of the best in the country. So it's really a beautiful work.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening. You know, there's so much happening. We punch well above our weight in terms of arts and culture in this country. And so I'm sure there's a few people who are like, oh my gosh, I haven't been to anything for the Arts Fest yet and my time's running out. You know, what should I see before the 22nd of March when things wrap up?
There's a whole lot of stuff, but it's just start by coming down to the Festival Garden. There's a beautiful artwork outside called Evanescent, which is these giant bubbles that have kind of taken over the city, and they're all across Instagram. And then, of course, Helios, which is in the concert chamber, which is another free activity with Auckland Live, and it's just really contemplative. It's only on to the end of this weekend, so it's something to go and check out. But for us, Duck Pond this weekend, which is a circus take on Swan Lake from a company in Australia, is absolutely banging. And then next week there's a cabaret rock gig in the Spiegel tent called 27 Club, which is about all the artists who tragically passed at the age of 27.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of iconic rockers from Australia who've come together to tell those stories. So we're going to lift the roof off the Spiegel tent. But one of the key things is down at the Festival Garden, there's a rush ticket box. So an hour before shows, you can go down and get tickets for up to 50% off.
Wow.
And then there's a $30 for under 30 on our website and through Ticketmaster. So there's all these kind of options where if you haven't planned, just come down the garden, listen to the soundstage, and then you consider what options you might have that night for a 50% off ticket.
Wow. That is really cool. Yeah. I like that idea. That's sick. Helios mentioning that before, I have seen this on Instagram a lot.
Yes, it is very Instagrammable.
It seems to be the big sort of Instagram moment of the Arts Fest this year.
Absolutely, and it's been amazing to watch people walk through the concert chamber, but it's just this beautiful moment in the city centre where you can just stop as well. There's stunning artwork, and they've been doing yoga in the mornings.
You just told me about this. I was almost not going to mention it because I'm trying to see if I can slip my way in this weekend.
Yeah, so the yoga's been super popular, and then also the Auckland Phil have been doing string quartets at lunchtime. Wow. And it's just like, you know, get away from the desk and get away from the madness and just kind of kick back in that space is beautiful.
Mm. Is that us at lunchtime today, Millie?
I think it very well could
get
be.
Get down for the string quartet. Oh, so special. So much to see, everyone. If you haven't been to anything for Te Ahurei Toi o Tāmaki Auckland Arts Festival, do get amongst it. 22nd of March is when things wrap up. You can get tickets online.
Yep.
You can head on down to the garden and pick up your cheap tickets before the show.
Yep. And then there's the 30 under 30 as well. So we've got a whole range of different prices. And there's so many shows going on in the next 10 days, so get in it.
Yay. Oh, thank you so much, Bernie, for coming up for a kōrero. So nice to meet you and chat a little bit about your mahi.
Excellent. Thank you.